Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is up, fam? Welcome to episode 280 of the All Moves Podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, fam. Appreciate you all. Let's jump right into it. I've been thinking about this lately because for most people, life, again, this is the ultimate line that I say in almost every single episode since I started this thing, is life is pulling you in multiple directions every single day. And this is the beginning. This is how we start things. We say this because if you look at many different areas of your life, there's a lot of things going on, right? There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things you haven't done. You're struggling with the past. You are struggling with the present. You are struggling with the future. So let's talk about struggle. When you say you are struggling, when you say your life is hard or you're having a hard time, what are you referring to? What does that actually mean? We're going to dive into this, right? Because I don't think life is meant to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be a smooth ride. Everything is rented. Your body is rented. Your life is rented. Everything is rented. So many people want to play it safe. They want to play it very, they want to be complacent, lazy, and comfortable. But the body doesn't reward that, right? There are still problems that come up even if you play it safe, right? With complacency, there comes a psychological struggle that comes in, like boredom. You suffer from memory. You create your own problems. You create your own adversity. Because the hard is the mode that human beings live by, right? It's the mode that human beings live on, hard mode. Difficulty, struggle, stress. These things are part of being human. Now, it just depends on which route you choose. Because regardless of which route you choose, it's going to come with its own set of problems and difficulty. So this is why the most important thing is your personal philosophy, is your morals and your principles and your foundation. Because regardless of what happens, you already have a outlook on life, a certain mentality that you move with, that it's moment to moment. It's not a part-time mentality. It's not a search for motivation. It's not a search for, you know, something to inspire you for the moment. It's not just one conversation. It's moment to moment. So it's your mentality and your thoughts create the quality of your life, your thoughts. So that means your outlook on struggle, your outlook on difficulty, your outlook on stress, right? Because there's people that remove all of their responsibilities. If you look at living a life of responsibility, there's people who avoid responsibility and still have problems, suffer from boredom, they suffer from memory, They suffer from imagination. They suffer from stagnation, which create diseases, right? Living a stagnant life, not really inspired. It's a boring existence. So they're in the pursuit of temporary pleasure, which creates long-term misery. Then you have one with too much responsibility. And it feels like, okay, I got all this responsibility. I got all this stuff that I'm doing. It's too much. My stress level's through the roof. And I'm getting sick. And look what's happening to my body because I'm deciding to, you know, take on this responsibility. It's like, okay, so what is struggle? What is your priority? What is your outlook on difficulty? Like, which hard are you going to choose? Because life is hard. You are here and you don't know why. You are told so many different things with so many different people. There is no one way to live. This is why the last episode I talked about consuming, mindlessly consuming, and how that you could be just consuming information for entertainment purposes, but you're still being conditioned by people who have many different outlooks on life. So you have so many different voices, so many different opinions, and it's like, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? When you say times are tough, life is hard, if you look at most people's lives, regardless of which direction they go, they will end up feeling the same way regardless. And as long as one's personal philosophy is the same, one's mentality, one's foundation is the same, then it doesn't matter which route they choose, they're going to end up in the same place. So if you go left or you go right, it doesn't matter if your personal responsibility, your personal philosophy is the same. You're going to end up in the same place. So that means right and left is the same outcome. It goes towards the same direction. It's part of one same old thing. And this is interesting, fam. Think about this. I want you to follow this. Follow what I'm telling you here. Follow it. Visualize it. Don't just listen. Visualize what I'm saying. If your outlook on struggle, stress, or your outlook on problems, if you have a certain foundation, your personal philosophy is what it is, go listen to the core episode. I talk about that. Whatever your core is, your foundation, your overall psychological religion, meaning your beliefs on everything on life, right? How you react to adversity, how do you respond to things? If that's the same, then going left and right it doesn't really matter, right? And you can go through all routes, and the moment you feel something that sparks up the sensation of struggle or adversity, or it is something that feels stressful, you're going to respond to it the way you respond to it always. So you have to look at your life. It's people who, okay, there's perfectly healthy people who are unhappy with their life, right? Who are sad all the time, who are miserable and they're healthy. But then you have people who are going through things physically and mentally, and they're going through health problems that feel miserable. Right? But so there's healthy people who are miserable, and there's unhealthy people who are miserable. It's like, okay, now at the same time, the flip side, there's people's personal philosophy who say, hey, regardless of what happens, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to live a life of, well, my personal philosophy is going to be based on forward movement, growth, you know, embracing adversity. So when life is great, there's gratitude. And when life is not so great, there's a excitement to figure out the problem. There's urgency, right? One is very present during that process. They're grateful with the little wins and the failures that happen. They're going through it, whatever they're going through, right? If it's a health crisis, they start thinking about the story. Think about this, fam. You start thinking about your story. If there's something that's happened to you physically or mentally, you start thinking about, okay, how I react to this is going to make an impact on everybody else. See the difference in mentality, right? If I prioritize my story because I know it's going to impact someone else, wouldn't I be present in everything that happens in my life? Wouldn't I be so grateful in how I respond when things are great? See, when things are great, I'm aware. And when things are not so great, I'm aware. So then it comes down to your personal philosophy on these things, your mentality, your mindset, your outlook on life, all of this matters. And it's up to you to figure out what do you call, you know, stress? What do you call difficulty? What do you call a problem? Right? Because whether you have no money, that problem's there. And then even if you have money, that problem is still there because, again, it's your outlook on life. It's your personal philosophy, right? You have the poorest of poor who are unhappy. And then you have those who are multimillionaires who are unhappy and they're going through it, right? The same thing as the poor, but they're no different. It's a human being, right? Poor is just a label. Poor is just, hey, I have these numbers and I have this fantasy. I have these numbers in my bank account, but you're still you. You still have your outlook on life. You know, it's that thing where if you give a poor-minded person $1 million, they'll be in the same position they are now before the millions of dollars, right? In 4 years' time, they go right back to that because their blueprint, their mindset, their outlook on life is still the same. They were just handed money with the same mindset, with the same mentality, they will go right back into the position they are in because it's who they are and it's their day-to-day moves, right? So it's who you are. It's your outlook on life that's creating the quality of your life, right? So it's interesting. It's very interesting. You either have too much of something, too little of something. You look for a reason to why your position is not so great, regardless of what happens, regardless of what problems you may solve. And I've seen this over and over and over. I've seen this so many times over where what you think is a problem, people will solve it. And once that problem's solved, it's like, man, actually, that problem gave me something to focus on. That problem was actually part of my mission, part of my purpose. And once they solve the problem, now it opens up this whole new set of problems where you're like, wait a minute, like, what do I do now? What do I focus on now, right? What move do I make next? And it's so interesting that it was never about that problem. It's never about that. It's about your mindset. It's about your outlook on life. It's about how you see the world. And you have to be very aware. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you're part of the few. You're part of the few that actually cares. These words that are going into your mind and you're listening to this, you're part of the few that are becoming aware that you are in control of your own existence, that life is in your head, that right now you can say, this is the worst thing to ever happen to me, or you can say it's the best thing to ever happen to me. It's literally it comes down to your perspective. It really does. And I want everybody to understand that you are getting the results based on who you are. You are the example of it all. And until you change that, until you change the foundation, until you change your mentality, change your perspective, until you work on that, man, you're still going to get the same results regardless of what route you choose. Like, it's not about the external moves. It's not about, okay, what's, and the external moves can the outside moves can, okay, how can I break this down in a way that, because in my mind, it's in my mind right now, and I want to break it down in a way that you can follow and understand. The outside moves can put yourself in position to see yourself. But for most people, they make outside moves in hopes that that is the solution to what's happening inside. And it's not, right? However, it can be a, you can put yourself in position to see yourself and address yourself if you have better resources, a better environment, of course, right? But it's not the thing that's going to help you. It's not the solution. It's not going to get to the roots, right? In order to get to the root, first of all, there has to be some type of care. There has to be some type of passion. There has to be some type of self-love and self-respect. There has to be some type of just desire for wanting to change, to really want to break out of it, right? There needs to be a understanding of who you are on the inside to even make any moves. You need to understand that regardless of what moves you make, you bring yourself with you everywhere you go. Regardless wherever you move, you are bringing yourself there. Regardless of what environment you're in, you are bringing yourself there. Now, does it help to be in a better environment? Yes. However, if you are stuck to your ways, the last thing you will think about is changing yourself. You won't even see the gems. You won't see the gems when times are great, and you won't even see the gems when times are difficult, right? It's because of what you're locked in on and what you, again, prioritize. It comes down to the thing. Like if I'm breaking it down with a fresh mind here and I'm painting a picture for all of us to follow. We're in this conversation together. We're having a dialogue and we are going down this road together. I end up in the same places all the time and I question it over and over and over. I'm going to question it forever. I'm literally looking at it. It comes down to the priorities. It comes down to your mentality. It comes down to the core of who you are. And it's like, no matter how much you want to run away from that, and most people try to run away from themselves, you end up going right back to the same thing. So it's like, okay, do I make more money or do I keep my job or do I start a business? It's if your mentality is the same, it doesn't matter. You understand? Do I leave this relationship to go for a new one? Well, if your mentality stays the same, if your foundation is the same, it doesn't matter, right? Because the outside things is not the problem. The problem is you. And if the problem is you, then you are the solution to that. So we can say, I'm going to leave this relationship because it's toxic and this toxic environment is not it. I'm going to go for another one. I'm going to another environment, to another place, but you're bringing you to your outlook on life, what you believe to be true, your mentality, the same mentality that got you into those problems. If you're not learning from those decisions that you have made, then you're going to just repeat the same decisions over and over regardless. So the next relationship is going to be the same. The next environment's going to be the same because the mentality that's creating that is the same. This is something that it's once I understood this for myself, everything made sense. Everything to me made so much sense. All the relationships I've had in the past, all the businesses that I've started in the past, all the things that I've ever done. I'm like, man, why do I keep ending up in the same position, getting the same result? And it was until I realized that it was me. And I said, oh, I have to change on the inside in order for the outside to change permanently, right? So See, for me, I look at life and I say, okay, regardless of what I do, I know that I'm going to succeed in anything I set my mind to. I know that Anthony will make, I trust the decisions that Anthony will make. And I'll talk to myself like this. I trust the decision that I will make in the unknown. The decisions of just how I react and how I respond and what I care about, I trust that. So there is no fear of the unknown. There is no confusion. There's no surprise when I get the results that I know I deserve, right? And then I see the gems in the great times, and I see the gems in the worst of times. It's all available. There's so much going on in your life right now. There's so much going on. There's information that's being downloaded into your brain. There's so much lessons to learn. There's so much. And for many people, they're not aware of it. They don't see it. They can't comprehend it. It's like you reading something in Japanese and you don't understand Japanese. It's like you reading something in Spanish and you can't speak or read Spanish. In another language, you can't understand, so it doesn't register, right? You can listen to something you can listen to the music, you can watch something on TV, you can hear people talk, you won't understand, it won't register with you because you don't understand the language, you don't understand what's being said, you don't know the words. And it's the same thing in life where they can't register because they don't know how to think. They're so stuck on what to do and what to think, right? Being so stuck on what to think and what's the right way and what do I do versus why, right? And understanding why and understanding just how overall, how to think, how to see a situation, you know? There's so much gratitude. There's so much things to be grateful for that you're not even paying attention to. There's so much adjustments that you need to make right now in your life, and you're not even paying attention to that. There's so much excitement that you see as dullness. There's so much. It's, again, it comes down to your perspective. And if you do not understand that, you'll be bouncing around and thinking that, okay, I need more of this. Okay, I need less of that. I need more this. I need less of this. It's like you start focusing on the outside things, and that's not the problem, right? You end up feeling the same way regardless if you are in a Toyota or you in a Ferrari, right? You know how people say, I'd rather do my crying in a Ferrari or I'd rather cry in a Lambo. It's like, you don't understand. You're still crying about something that you've always cried about in, you know, a Honda, right? It's the same thing. It's no different. It's you bring you everywhere you go. So this is important because if you understood that, then you start focusing on things that challenges your character, things that allow you to focus on character growth, character development. You will always allow yourself to be revealed to see what it is that you need to work on. You won't focus so much on perception. You won't focus so much on the outer things, on your images. You will actually get the results that you deserve being who you are. You know, if most of us lived in truth, you know, let's ask this question. If you lived in 100% truth, what would your life look like? What would the people around you think of you? What would they think of you? Who are the people around you if you lived in 100% truth? Right? You wasn't being in a certain way. You wasn't accepting certain things that goes against what you actually believe in or what you actually care about, right? Just to get a certain result. Again, go listen to the core episode if you haven't done so yet. I talk a lot about the core, the foundation. I'm talking a lot about that. Here, I'm getting you to understand that the problem that you think you have is not the problem, right? It's the symptom is the result of what's really going on. And everything that happens to you is a sign. Everything that happens to you, your body's talking to you. When there's a disease, when there's something that's coming up, if there's a sickness, your body's telling you something. If you're feeling a certain way, your body's telling you something. Life is talking to you at all times. If there's things that are happening in your environment and you're still in that environment, it's like, wow, there's, again, these gems are available to you that you're not opening or able to receive at the moment because of what you're focused on, where you think the problem is, and it's not there. So can you, we all have attention. We all have the ability to adapt and adjust. We all have the ability to visualize. We all have the ability to prioritize, right? We all have the ability to question. We all have the ability to move. Most of us, right? I'm talking about a healthy, functional human being has the ability to move. We can make an adjustment. We can communicate. So all these things that we are able to do as human beings, right? We all have that already. And then life will be what you decide to give that towards, give that energy towards. You can believe in anything you want to believe, and you have all of your beliefs on life. On what you believe to be true. You can decide to look at something and you can look at it however you want to look at it, and you look at it the way you look at it. It's all in us. This is why, you know, I used to hear that the solution is inside of you, right? I never understood that. I'm like, what do you mean the solution is inside of me? Like, what are you talking about? Like, the answer is inside of you, you know? It's like, okay, I don't get that. But if you look at it, man, we all have like the same tools. We all have the same tools. Now there's a bit differences in certain things. Some people are faster, some people are stronger. Some people are different in certain areas, right? There's some people are taller, some people are shorter. We're talking about characteristics and abilities that there's things that you can do. We all have it. You can adapt and adjust. You can make an adjustment. You can change your perspective on it. You can, right? It's like we choose not to. And the question is always why. And you'd be surprised how many people want to just hold on to it. Yeah, I want to hold on to my ways of being because it's a known misery. Instead of the unknown misery, right? It's a known pain. So some people find comfort. Well, all of us find comfort in being who we are. Even though we don't like the results of it, we love the process of it. You know, and success is loving the process and the end result of it. So if you love the process of who you are and the end result of who you are, then there's momentum. Then life becomes, that's the sweet spot where what you find enjoyable is healthy for you. What you find fun is what's best for you. When you find, you know, challenging and the adversity, it inspires you, right? You're climbing up this mountain, and every problem that comes just by climbing this mountain, you get fueled from that. You love that. And you look to grow from that. You love growth. You love adjusting. You love getting better. You love making yourself valuable. Then you've already won. It doesn't matter what happens to you, right? It doesn't matter what happens because you know, okay, I'm going to adjust regardless. I'm going to succeed regardless. I'm going to grow regardless. I'm going to change regardless. It fuels you. It doesn't discourage you. Now, if everything discourages you, then it doesn't matter if you go left, right, if you go this direction, that direction, if you change your whole life up. It's like the moment things get difficult, right? The moment things get hard, it's still the same. So, and the reason why I'm breaking this down the way it is this applies to every single human being. This applies to everyone. If you don't change the foundation, if you don't address the foundation, if you don't work on yourself, your character, your habits, if you don't change your perspective, then everything is, you're going to end up feeling the same way regardless of which route you take. So focus on you. Understand you're the problem and you are the solution. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.